everyone. Welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be making a turkey for Thanksgiving. Very, very excited because we're going to make an Indian version of the turkey. And so let's get started. I have a 11-pound turkey here. And I went on the internet and I plugged in, you know, how do I, what temperature I need to put it in. And that's the best way to do it. So it kind of told me that around, we need to bake it for 325 degrees for 3.5 to 4 hours. Now, we're going to be marinating this for 12 hours, so we don't need to start up our oven right now. So we're just going to marinate this, we're going to cover it, we're going to put it in the refrigerator, and then tomorrow we're going to bake it, and we're going to have you back here to see, follow us on how we're going to make this turkey. So let's get started. So again, I have an 11-pound turkey here. I have a cup and a half of sour cream. I've got 2 tablespoons of tandoori masala. I've got 2 tablespoons of lemon pepper. I've got 2 tablespoons of, 1 tablespoon of fresh garlic, 1 tablespoon of fresh ginger combined. So that's 2 tablespoons combined. And then I've got 2 tablespoons of paprika. I've got 1 stick of unsalted butter. And I just wanted to give out some measurements here so people who don't use the sticks, it's 1/2 cup. It's about 8 tablespoons. So we've got that all melted here. Salt, pepper, I've got rosemary, thyme, I've got a lemon and a lime. We're gonna zest them and we're gonna use their juice. And then tomorrow when we come back, we're gonna be stuffing it with an onion and some lemon basil. So let's get started with our marinade. So I'm gonna put this on the side for now so we can just work on our marinade for now. So I'm gonna grab my sour cream here and we're gonna add our butter in it. I've done it both ways. I've tried it without the butter and I've did it with the butter, and I really, really like the taste. And you know, it's festive, so it's okay to treat yourself with butter. And remember, it is an 11-pound turkey, so the butter is gonna go a long way here. I'm gonna go ahead and add our tandoori masala in here, our lemon pepper, our fresh ginger and garlic. And fresh makes all the difference. I usually make mine in a huge batch and then put them in little containers, and then I freeze it, and then whenever I need a container, I take it out. And then I'm going to go ahead and put our paprika in here, and I'm going to give it a good stir. Mix all the marinade together. Now the turkey can be really, really bland, so that's why I really, really like to spice it up. All right, I think we've got a good mix here. It already smells really, really good with the ginger and garlic, just the ginger and garlic, and I'm so excited because the whole house is going to be smelling amazing tomorrow when we cook up our turkey. Let's go ahead and put our salt in. And I'm going to do 2 tablespoons of salt. Okay, now I'm going to go ahead and zest my lime. So we've got our lemon and lime zested in there. We're gonna juice both of them. This is my favorite tool. I got everything because I hate waste. So this way I know I got everything. And from the zest smells amazing. And we're gonna do the same for our lemon. Look at how much juice we got out. All right, so we're gonna mix this really quickly. Just like so. And then we're gonna sprinkle some fresh pepper in it. And I can never have enough pepper, so it's good. All right, so before we marinate it, just want to go ahead and put our rosemary and our thyme into the turkey here. I'm just going to take the one that we juiced and just stick it in the cavity there. And then we're also gonna be sticking it tomorrow with onion and the lemon basil. So it's just gonna smell amazing when it comes out. We've got our thyme and our rosemary. Oh, it smells so good with the thyme and the rosemary. Oh, all right. Now, simple. We're just gonna give it a tandoori bath. There we go. All right, so I've got this whole thing marinated pretty good. And I'm just gonna put some foil on top of it. Cover it, put it in the refrigerator, and try and forget about it until another 12 hours. I'm gonna meet you back here and we're gonna cook this turkey up together. We're back after 24 hours and my turkey had been in the refrigerator. And what I did here was I just added some a big onion that I diced up. Doesn't have to be diced up really little. Some celery and some carrots in here. And then what we're gonna do is, and my oven is preheated at 350. And the reason I'm doing it at 350 is because I know my oven kind of stays on the lower side. So it's supposed to be 325 from the internet, but I did decide to take it to 350 just because I know my oven doesn't get very, very hot. So we're gonna do that. And then what I have is I have 3 cups of water with some chicken stock in it. And I'm just gonna go ahead and pour the chicken stock and everything in here. So what will happen is we're gonna get a really nice broth in there, which we will then make the gravy for it. And then I'll just sprinkle some salt here on the side. So all the veggies have really good tasty seasoning. And then I'm also gonna put some fresh pepper on my veggies just to give it some flavor. And I think that's good. And then, so I'm gonna stick this in the oven for 2 hours. So here we go, we took our turkey out of the oven. It's been 2 hours and I have not opened the oven since. It actually looks really, really good. And what I'm gonna do is to add the liquid back on the top. And I'll do that for every half an hour now until my 2 hours get done. So When you guys are making the turkey, just make sure you time it really well. What time are you going to have turkey dinner? And then it also has to sit outside. Once it's done cooking, it needs to sit out for about 20 to 25 minutes before we can carve it. So there we go, and it's going to go back into the oven. So I'll see you back here in another half an hour. So welcome back, folks. We're done with our turkey. It's out of the oven. And I promise you, I'm going to show you another tutorial on how to curl the carrots, because it didn't go really well. My carrots were very, very thin. And the last step that I did was I just squeezed some fresh lemon on top of it. And there you have it. The finished product is there. There you go. I hope my family enjoys this. Thank you for watching this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here on the next episode with another great recipe. We'll see you then, folks.